It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival 2017. This is Sean McCord in the Filmmakers Lounge in the Whiskey Jar with my friend, local filmmaker and frequent festival guest, Doug Berry. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Sean. Award-winning playwright that I get to sit with. My friend.
Well, okay. You know what? I'm taking it.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I just have to live with that.
As
now.
You should. No.
Yeah.
Wear it proudly.
And Doug's film this year is Scenes with Ivan, which screens today, Friday at 5:30, up at PVCC at the Dickinson Center, which is a great venue if you haven't been there yet. Doug, this is a very personal film for
you. I'd say it's my most personal film.
Yeah.
Ever.
Tell us about. Well, who is Ivan, and tell us about his scenes.
So Ivan is the one child that my wife Judy and I had together. We had three other kids between us before him,
mm-hmm.
but he's the first one that we had, the only one we had together, and he's the first one that we had a video camera for the whole time that he was alive. So 32 years.
And he's still alive.
He's still alive.
didn't want to keep our listeners in suspense there. Yeah, no,
so,
he's still around.
So we have film of him while he's inside his mom's tummy. That's one of the opening scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of comes full circle really nicely with him being married and having his own child 32 years later.
So this is a documentary, actual footage mm-hmm. of an actual person, your son, Ivan. You know, people are going to compare this to Childhood, the film that came out a few years ago.
I could see that, and I was actually inspired. I think it's Boyhood. Was that
Boyhood.
And I was inspired by that, too. And I was inspired by the fact that they did a 12-year period, and that's one of the points where I turned to my wife and I said, we're doing one that's 32 years in span. This is great.
Yeah.
And what was exciting about this, Sean, was that my wife and I have both picked up a camera for a long time. And when we got this video camera, it cost us a bit of money back
sure.
in the days when we didn't have nickels to rub together.
Sure.
And we said, all right, we are going to make sure we take this camera out all the time and just take stuff. So we shot hundreds of hours of things that we put on a shelf and never looked at. Occasionally we'd pull one down if we wanted to see the trip to Disneyland or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we found in going through and looking over the last couple of years at pulling this down, and this was originally meant as a gift for Ivan. We were going to give him his life story as like a Christmas gift or a birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago we started going through the footage and we said, wow, look at all the small moments in this that make a life, that you see development in a life, but we had forgotten totally about, that we hadn't shot. And it's only when you start looking at it, you kind of get a feel for, oh, I lived that. I was part of that. And you see yourself evolve with your own kid. You know, I go from a guy that has rich red hair, and all of a sudden I'm this balding guy with white hair. I don't know what happened. But, it was a real discovery.
So, I mean, you've been a filmmaker for a while,
mm-hmm.
and you've made both narrative films
sure.
and documentaries.
Sure.
How do you make a documentary about something that is so personal, about your son, your family, and your own life?
The good part is that we took the camera out so often that the family got very used to it being out.
Mm-hmm.
And after it's on for a couple of minutes, everybody kind of gets candid and forgets it's on, and they kind of be themselves.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of neat. As we put it together, I think we came up with a final of about 10.5 hours that we thought you'd love to see. And we couldn't get that miniseries deal with the festival yet.
Couldn't get Nat Geo to do your 10.5 hour
So we got it to 4.5 hours, we said. Oh, no, this stuff we love. We love this stuff. And now it's down to 94 minutes. So,
yeah.
So we had to drop a lot of stuff on the floor. But a lot of that process was watching it over and over and over.
Yeah,
and it becomes organic.
Yeah.
And you start to say, oh, that part's a little slow for me, or this is said better in another scene, and then things just start falling away.
Okay, so film is Scenes with Ivan, screens tonight, Friday, 5:30, PVCC, Dickinson. You and I were having a conversation last night about editing a film.
Yes.
And you said that early on, a film that you were working on, an editor said to you, what's the story about? And he said, it's about a guy. And she said, stop right there.
Yep.
Your film is about this guy, so you need to take out anything that isn't about that guy.
That's
and
correct.
What's left is film. Okay, that was a narrative film.
That's
this
correct.
Is a documentary film about your son. What's your film about, and how do you make that decision about what scenes contribute to whatever it is the the story that you're trying to build here.
Well, it is about this guy. And so we had ground rules. Mm-hmm. He has to be in the frame.
Yep.
He has to be having some sort of growth in this, or you're seeing some part of his personality that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a rule. There's maybe two scenes where we don't have him in the frame, but they revealed so much about his character, we said, no, they have to be in. And so that's how we came to all that.
Now, you said originally you were doing this as a gift for Ivan, mm-hmm. so your thought was not, oh, we're going to show this at the Virginia Film Festival.
We were not.
We're
going to
throw this on a DVD and give it to Ivan as a gift. So I have two questions. One, at what point did Ivan know that you were doing this? Or was this like, son, sit down for the next 94 minutes, we got something to show you. And at what point did you know that you were doing something more than just making, you know, a disc for your son?
I want to say about halfway through the couple of years that we were going through footage, we were looking at things. And we did it all in sequence. We wanted to look at it linear because we wanted to see the growth as the audience would see the growth.
Yeah.
And about halfway through that process, we both kind of looked at each other and we said, this is a little bigger than Ivan. This is more about just life. And this is what a lot of people go through. And so I think about 6 months ago, I went to Ivan and I said, hey, I'm putting together this thing for you. And I want to know if I can submit it to the Virginia Film Festival. And he trusted us. And he said, okay.
So as a parent, this is important for me to hear. There's a certain point at which your children start to trust you?
He's always trusting us. He's been the good guy. There's a part late in the film where I ask, you know, we ask him the question, how come you never, like, were like your brothers? You know, you never, like, were doing awful things like they did. And that doesn't come out really that way in the film, but it's stated in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he just looked at us and he said, well, you haven't ever done anything to make me mad, so, you know.
Wow.
We were lucky with him.
Wow.
But by the same token, we'd both had kids before, and we'd both been step-parents at that point when we had him.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew a lot more. We knew a lot more about what you do with kids and what you let go and what you pay attention to. And
so what was the process like when you submitted this, when you brought this to the film festival and you spoke to Wes or Jody? How did that conversation go when they found out about this project? Scenes with Ivan screens 5:30 at PVCC tonight.
I had a conversation with Wesley one day when we were talking about Boyhood, actually. And I said,
Wesley Harris is the programmer for the film festival.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I've got this project that we're working on that spans an even longer period of time. And he was fascinated by that. He said, well, when it's ready, send it in.
Yeah.
So we brought it in. It was a little long. We talked about that. And I said, let me go shorten it a little bit. And that's when they fell in love with it.
Nice. Nice. And what about Ivan? Ivan is going to... So at the screening tonight at 5:30 at PVCC, you and your wife, Judy, are going to be there. And Ivan.
He will be there.
So how did he respond when he first saw the film?
He only saw it about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
And it was after it had been accepted into the festival, and I said, well, guess what? We got in. Do you want to see the film?
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And he's always kind of tranquil, you know. So we put the film on one Sunday afternoon, and he watched it, and he was done, and he said, no, I liked it. I thought you did a really beautiful job. So
he's kind of
he's on board.
He's a kind of a self-contained guy.
But he's a very private guy. So it's very, I don't know what kind of experience that's going to be for him. Maybe he'll answer that at the Q&A this evening.
Well, that's, we should find
out.
How
about what it's like to see it in public with other people?
Well, then everybody should come to hear that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
See potential meltdown in your family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there are some meltdowns in the film here and there.
Film Scenes with Ivan Friday. That's today, 5:30 at PVCC Dickinson Center. Doug, I'm going to give you a chance to plug yourself. You just joined the exciting world of blogging.
Oh, thank you so much. So I have a website that went up in May.
Uh-huh.
And I had a friend who wrote me. He said, I don't think I can call this a blog. He goes, it's different than that.
Yeah.
It's just pieces that I write that I get inspired. They're all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
I do funny pieces. I do pieces about my past. I do current things.
About your hair.
Yeah, about my hair. I just did a piece about animal abuse, and people had a real strong response to that. So it's my website, www.dougtypestoomuch.com. Doug.com. And Doug, types too much. The T-O-O is important. In that, okay?
Yes, it's not the number two.
You got to have the right one.
That's right.
We won't go there. But
yeah. So people can go to your. We'll just call it a blog.
You can call it a blog.
I mean, back in the old days, that's kind of what blogs were. That's what my old blog was like.
But it also has some of the films that have been in the festival before,
right,
including Faux Paws.
Right. Exactly.
It has some videos we've done. It has some reviews. We got some really nice reviews on Faux Paws from the San Francisco Film Critics Circle and from the American Conservative, two sides of the spectrum, who both loved it. So that stuff's out there under the miscellaneous section. So there's a lot of cool things out there.
And Scenes with Ivan, after it screens tonight, Friday 5:30 at PVCC, you're going to shop it around? You're going to take it to some other festivals?
This is it. We made an agreement we would make it private to this festival.
Excellent. And what's in the hopper next for Doug Barry?
Doug's going to do a horror movie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be different.
It doesn't involve no gay werewolves in this.
It will not be any gay werewolves. But I'm looking forward to it. It's a project I'm going to do with my wife. I think we're going to be the two main actors. I love working with her. She's been a person I've worked with on stage since probably the 80s. And she's a person that I just have an intuitive thing with her when I'm working with her. So we've come up with this little project that we think is important. It's going to have some social redeeming value to it, even though it's going to be a horror film. And the reason I got interested in that, when I was taking Faux Paws around, we won a couple of horror festivals, best feature in a couple of horror festivals,
even though
it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I noticed about the horror audience was how dedicated they were. And they sat on the edge of their seats, and they sat through things that were just awful. And they would just kind of laugh when it was over and go, okay, that wasn't that great, but let's see what the next one does. But the moment somebody put out something where you showed you cared, where you took a little extra thought into the process, they loved you.
Hmm.
They loved you. So that's what I want to do next.
Hmm. Excellent. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on your website, DougTypesTooMuch.com. Come tonight to Scenes with Ivan. That's tonight, Friday, 5:30 at the PVCC Dickinson Center. And I have no doubt that you'll be back here at the Film Festival and that we'll have a chance to talk again.
I hope so, Sean. And I think you will, too.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay.